Believe me, is he interested in his symptoms? And you simply use that overtly to get him to describe them as they are. But this requires a certain sensitivity on the part of an auditor. A certain sensitivity, believe me. He's got to know when the preclear starts weaving the fancy tales. Well, how is he going to know this? The condition does not alter. That's an interesting one, isn't it? The condition doesn't alter. He's describing how horrible it is to have his head in a continual migraine. He goes on, describes this, and he describes it, and he describes it, and he describes it for 3-4 minutes. And there's no change at all. He describes it for a couple more minutes, and there's no change at all. Don't shoot him. Just ask him how his feet seem to him. Get him off the subject by pulling his attention off that part of his anatomy. Because you've hit a lying machine. If you'll just get his attention off of it, why, maybe you'll get some straight answers. Now, here's where you learn about people. But in what framework are you learning about people? You're going on the very, very basic material of the four conditions of existence. And you will see him run this cycle over and over and over as he does description processing. People become so fantastically patterned. They are so predictable when they start this sort of thing that they become very easy to process. But as far as it being restimulative is concerned, it isn't. Because you're not trying to change the preclear. You're trying to find out how he is. You can do this for hours. Cognition will turn on the part of a preclear that he's actually had a migraine headache for years and he didn't even know it. Except all of a sudden it turned on and then stopped. You know, I mean, it was on and then it stopped. All of a sudden he said, wait a minute. What's happened to this pain? I didn't ever know I had a pain here. See? That sort of thing has happened in this type of processing. Well, all right. Description right now processing, two-way communication, step one. That's how you get them into communication, how you keep them into communication, and why you keep them into communication along this particular line. Now, you could perform 8C, opening procedure, but just simply maintaining a two-way communication. How does this room seem to you? Well, I don't know. How does that wall look? Oh, you don't know. How does it seem to you not to know? What are you not knowing with there? Anything. You're trying to get the exact condition at that moment which he is observing. And of course it'll just go flick, 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 change, 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 change. You're undoing all the change he has put into it, but it undoes with great rapidity, so there is some hope after all.